Question 4. What methods did the appraiser consider in developing a discount for lack of marketability? Is this discussion in the report? If not, why not? Despite the myriad of methods for determining a discount for lack of marketability, there are two basic approaches for a business appraiser to arrive at a discount for lack of marketability: a market approach and an income approach. Within each approach, there are several different methods and models. There are also some methods that don't fit nicely into either the income or market approach. One would like to know what approaches and methods that the business appraiser considered, even if that information is not contained in the business appraisal report. Just as often, one should want to know why certain methods or models were not used, too. Ideally, the business appraiser should employ several different methods and at least one market approach and one income approach, if for no other reason than to corroborate the result that the business appraiser's chosen method produces. Question 5. Have you received or are you aware of any other business appraisal report pertaining to an interest in the subject company? Is that report still relevant? If such a report exists, was the current appraiser supplied with a copy? If yes, did he or she reconcile or explain the differences, if any, with the prior report? Is the reconciliation or explanation in the report? If not, why not? Differences in appraisal reports of interest in the same subject company issued by different appraisers that are fairly close in time simply must be well explained in a business appraisal report. While a business appraiser might not know that other business appraisers have appraised interests in the same subject company, this must be a part of the business appraiser's due diligence. If there are significant differences in methodology or approach, for example, a prior appraisal disregarded a guideline company approach because the appraiser could not find any suitable guideline companies, while the subsequent appraisal relies on a guideline company approach and cites several guideline companies, this could signal either a significant problem with either or both reports, or point out a significant problem with your report. This is a significant difference that simply must be explained. Appraisal reports of valuations of interest in the same subject company that are issued by different appraisers at the same time with one another should also be well explained and coordinated. Again, a business appraiser must inquire in the due diligence phase as to prior and even ongoing appraisals and must explain any significant differences in methodology, particularly if the IRS has accepted the prior business appraisal methodology for interest in the same company in the past. This can happen in any number of different contexts. For example, an annual business valuation engagement, like an ESOP, a change in business appraisers, or a prior business appraiser retiring or dying. Question 6. Has the appraiser documented his or her due diligence and research for this engagement in the report or in the work papers? If not, why not? Ideally, one should see the checklists and requests for information that the business appraiser used. It is preferable to know that the business appraiser followed his or her standard operating procedure for due diligence as tailored for this particular engagement. From time to time, the attorney or CPA has to get involved in the information gathering phase of a business appraisal engagement, often acting as an advocate for the business appraiser in getting the subject company to release important requested information to the business appraiser. There is simply no excuse for a subject company to withhold information requested by the business appraiser. Quite often, this withheld information would have had a material effect upon the conclusions of value that the business appraiser reached, which can spell doom for that particular business appraisal report. Next question. Are all data sources referenced in the report, particularly websites, accurate and current? Is the date of access to those websites listed and current? Few things are more irritating to me in a draft business appraisal report than to see stale references to data sources, particularly websites. There is simply no excuse, in my opinion, for not having the most up-to-date data, particularly in today's computer internet-driven world. It can be a sign of sloppy work and possibly even suggest that the section in which the stale reference was made was simply lifted in a cut and paste from another business appraisal report. The reviewer should check the website links in draft business appraisal reports, and if some time lapses between circulation of the draft report and issuance of the report in final, one should expect to see the references updated in the final report. Next question. Has the appraiser ever appraised any interest in this entity or any successor entity previously? If yes, please describe. Differences in appraisal reports issued by the same appraiser of interests in the same subject company that are fairly close in time to one another must be well explained. For an example of this, see Mosher Estate versus Commissioner, TC Memo 1988-24. One must assume that all prior business appraisal reports will be discovered and plan in advance to explain these differences in detail before the opposition even asks about it. If there are significant differences in methodology or valuation approach used by the same appraiser to value an interest in the subject company, the opposition, for example, the IRS, could argue that the results were predetermined. Therefore, it is imperative that these differences be well explained. One should assume that the opposition will attempt to exploit these differences and take preemptive action to explain them in detail before those differences are called into question. The existence of secondary or recent appraisal work product from a given appraiser regarding a subject interest is rising given the recent USPAP disclosure requirements. Even though there is usually a significant difference in the knowledge level of the business appraiser and the other person reviewing the report, by asking the right question, improve the business appraisal report by forcing the appraiser to explain more of what he or she did in order to prepare the draft appraisal report. One should prefer to see an all-encompassing business appraisal report. Unfortunately, not all clients see the value in this approach. One's mantra must be that one should be able to understand the appraiser's rationale and conclusions, because that is what a court may well have to do at some point in the future. If you don't understand the rationale as it pertains to the conclusions of value of your own appraiser, how can you reasonably expect a court to do so? Next question, and this is the last one. Is the appraiser consistent within the same valuation approach or method and across all valuation approaches? If not, why not? Is that explanation in the appraisal report? If not, why not? It is common for a business appraiser to examine more than one appraisal approach in an appraisal. It is essential, therefore, that the business appraiser be consistent between valuation approaches, because if he or she is not, a court will find that inconsistency, you can be sure. Courts frown on appraisal inconsistency. For an example of this, see the recently issued tax court decision in Gallagher Estate versus Commissioner, TC Memo 2011-148. For example, suppose the business appraiser dismisses the market approach because he or she couldn't find any guideline companies that were similar enough to the subject company to be a good comparison, which is very common in business appraisals of small companies or closely held companies. However, in the appraiser's income approach, the appraiser uses a valuation method in developing a discount rate that considers the discount rates of guideline companies. And there are other examples of inconsistency. These should jump out at first blush. It is imperative that any such inconsistency be explained very well in the appraisal report. Conclusion. One should very conservatively assume that in a tax or litigation business appraisal, the appraiser's report may be the only chance that the appraiser has to tell his or her story. This is certainly usually true in the United States Tax Court. Therefore, it behooves those who have probably hired the business appraiser to carefully vet and understand the entire business appraisal report before it goes final, because after that, the genie is out of the bottle and it may be too late to repair it. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day.